This podcast service from News Talk WHCU is brought to you by Black Box Computer Consulting. They know what's inside.
And it's time for this week's edition of All Things Equal, our weekly radio show featuring community conversations over issues of race, class, equity, and sustainability, sponsored by Cayuga Medical Center, Ithaca City School District, Cornell University, Tompkins-Cortland Community College, Ithaca College, and Wegmans, with support from Cayuga Radio Group and the Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce. Our guest this morning in the studio, George Ferrari. He's Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County. We're going to be talking about theory of strategic transfer of wealth for the common good in our community. Well, we'll get into a definition of that in just a couple of minutes. But first off, George, good morning. Thanks
good morning,
for being
Jeff.
With us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, your name is very familiar to a lot of our audience. But perhaps, as we are a transit community,
sure,
there may be some people who are not familiar with who you are. Perhaps a brief backgrounder to get us started this morning.
I've lived in Ithaca for going on 32 years now, and I've always been engaged in the not-for-profit community and have been at the Community Foundation since August of 2005. The Community Foundation has been around for about 12 years now. This is an idea that's a relatively old idea that came somewhat late to Tompkins County, and we've averaged about $1 million of gifts per year in that 12-year period. And over the course of our life, we've granted out in the community $3.6 million of grants. And grants are to achieve an improvement in the quality of life or solve problems or help this community be the wonderful, special kind of community that it is.
And as an aside, on this particular morning that we're talking about, you've got a very busy day ahead because the Women's Fund of the Community Foundation.
It's a fund of the Community Foundation. We have our big annual luncheon at noontime. We're celebrating Carol Kamen. We're providing three grants for the Women's Fund. We have about 168 people at the Emerson Suites at Ithaca College celebrating the Women's Fund of the Community Foundation.
There you go. Okay, well, let's get to our subject this morning. We're going to talk about a strategy to potentially enhance equity and opportunities for all county residents through strategic planning tied to the transfer of wealth. Now,
those aren't my words.
My goodness. That has many layers, and that's our executive producer, Gary Stewart, who came up with that. But for the layman, what's the vision here?
Well, the basic idea is that in the period of time between 2010 and 50-year period, we're looking at an unprecedented transfer of wealth when one generation passes away and leaves by way of estate planning money to the next generation. And we're saying there's an opportunity here. And what we've done is worked with three other community foundations in New York State and said, what can we look at to see what the potential of this opportunity of leaving some portion of individuals' estates behind to benefit the community in the form of charitable endowments.
And when we're talking about Tompkins County, we're talking about some astounding numbers, aren't we?
Yeah, we commissioned a study through a group called RuPRI that's been doing this work in 38, 40 different places, and we looked at the 2010 census numbers. There's about $7.4 billion of current household net worth in this community. And that's
billion with a B.
Billion with a B, yeah. So what we're saying is that no matter what happens over the course of this 50 years, whether through intent, through a will, or through taxes, or whatever happens, as people die, they're leaving behind estates that have value. And what could be achieved if we encourage people to think about putting some small portion of that, maybe let's say 5% as a conversation number, leaving that behind for charitable endowments? What is the possibility of the power of the good that could do? And addressing issues of equity and you know, the challenges the community has.
Now, are there roadblocks to retaining that wealth?
Well, what can happen is that individuals may not think about this. They may not talk with their professional advisors, their estate planning attorney, their tax accountants, their lawyers. And then things can be left behind unintentionally. Can go to taxes. Some people even certainly pass without having a will. So what we're saying is to bring this into consciousness, into awareness, and this is not a predictive study, but it says here's an opportunity to look at possibilities for you to design how you want your estate to be treated after you're gone.
All right. We're talking with George Ferrari of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, talking about this whole issue of strategic transfer of wealth for the common good. And it is a vision, but maybe we can delve a little bit more into that. Describe a little bit more. What's the potential here?
Well, if we looked at the current household net worth and we thought about putting about 5% aside for charitable endowments in some way, within 10 years, we would have about $126 million available in a renewable resource, in a permanent charitable endowment for charitable purposes. And that could generate as much as $6.33 million worth of grants per year. That's real money to address real problems controlled locally by folks who understand and love this place we call home, Tompkins County.
So what are some of the current approaches to leveraging the give-back potential of the 2,900 high-net-worth households in Tompkins County that you referenced
earlier? One
thing
we also want to get out there is that, you know, we think there are about 2,900 households in our community that have assets of greater than $500,000. Yeah. And it's important, certainly, to address those. But in terms of the concept of democratizing philanthropy, everyone has the ability to put some money aside at some point in your estate planning for charitable purposes. So this is not just for those of great wealth.
It's really
important for people to understand. They might have a life insurance policy. They might have their assets in land. They might have inheritance that come to them later in life from a generation before them. There are opportunities here to think with and plan with everyone in the community. That's an important concept for the transfer of wealth, certainly for this community. But part of what we want to do is to talk about this, to bring it up into consciousness. I spoke with the Estate Planning Council in the fall. I'll be speaking with the Association of Fundraising Professionals and helping people say there's a potential here to really be intentional about how people plan for leaving something behind for the community. And we're not saying people should or this is a number that they have to do. We're saying let's just think about this and talk about this as a community conversation.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people are of modest means.
Yes.
Are afraid to, you know, they hear the word philanthropy.
Right.
And they think, you know, that's only for folks who have means, who have estates.
That's right.
Or large mansions or homes on the lake and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's really important to get that concept that philanthropy is something that everybody can do.
That's exactly the concept of a community foundation rather than a private foundation. And if we aggregate those, we pull those together and we make available something for the whole community that has been contributed to by the whole community, then people are invested in the outcomes of the grants that come from that and are more involved with leaving money behind. So that is the role of why a community foundation looks at the transfer of wealth in the first place and the opportunity that we can encourage people to participate because the grants that come out of estates left behind in charitable endowments are guided in the case of the community foundation by, we have a 27-member board, people in the community you know, people who care about the community the way that you care about the community, and they're the ones who are making decisions. It's not some far-off place that's disconnected from the values and the vision and the potential of our community.
Let's talk a little bit about the marketing of the Finger Lakes as an area, as a vacation spot, perhaps a location for a second home. Are those viable means to build the pool of households for that give back potential?
They certainly are. And as folks tend to have their highest revenue generating years in the sort of decade between 65 and 74, we're seeing this happening earlier in people's lives now. So as people retire early and often come back to or see this community as a place to attract very active, engaged retirees, there's an opportunity to talk to those folks as well. And it's important for people who may have had connections to the community and who are coming back to reconnect to the community with the idea of putting something aside in a charitable bequest for the community. So there are all sorts of opportunities, including folks who have been here for three, five, six, seven generations, whose roots go very far back, as well as folks who come here for the first time with a vacation home.
Right. I mean, it doesn't hurt when, you know, we're hearing about all these high rankings for various, you know, for a great place to retire or a top 10 place
to this community.
Yeah, so that's a great pool of to tap into that resource.
Absolutely.
For them. You've noted in the past, George, that give back rates are situational. Where there's strong community philanthropy activities, give back rates are higher. Do you think that the community endowment's an example of strong community philanthropy activity and say it will eventually serve as an impetus for increased give back from those high net worth households?
I do. And we certainly engage a lot of donors over the course of their life through a donor advised fund or we just had our largest fund look at libraries grants in the 5-county Finger Lakes library system. The people that are involved in the review of that, of those grants, as well as the original donor, that asset came from a bequest from Dr. Bernard Rosen. It's a great example of a transfer of wealth that is will be here forever to support libraries. As people engage more in the day-to-day work of philanthropy and see things like the Women's Fund, the Rosen Library Fund, our fall grant cycle, I think people do understand there are places where they can plug into and get involved with community philanthropy. And there are people who care very much about the great, robust array of not-for-profits in this community. So a separate not-for-profit could hold part of a community endowment. We have wonderful foundations for the library, the medical center, just as two quick examples. Those foundations can benefit from this transfer of wealth also. So it's an opportunity to look at what's out there, what people care about, what people have been supporting over the course of their life, and maybe make an ultimate gift through estate planning that leaves behind an asset that could really democratize philanthropy.
It's funny you mentioned the Rosen Fund, because I was at that news conference when that was initially announced. And to now see that every so often there's news of something that has been added to the library because of the Rosen Fund. And so it really is important or incumbent upon the media to make that aware, to keep that awareness out in the community that here is something tangible that benefits from this, you know,
this is a great example of transfer of wealth when Dr. Bernard Rosen included this in his will. He passed and we were notified of this. We now have an asset of close to $3 million that every single year will continue to grow and will, in the near-term years, in last year, this year, and in the near-term future, generate between $75,000 and $90,000 per year. And maintain the value of that asset forever. That's the concept of transfer wealth.
And George, the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, I mean, we talk about, you know, we talk with you a lot. We hear a lot about what the foundation is doing. But it should be noted that there are other foundations, if you will, maybe different names, that do the same thing. I'm thinking of like the charitable trust at the trust company.
They do slightly different things, right? There's only ever one community foundation, which has a specific legal meeting for a place. But the Tompkins County Funders Group, we actually meet on a quarterly basis, and we do some planning and coordination. So there are things like a commercially generated gift entities like the Charitable Gift Fund at Tompkins Trust Company. There are private foundations folks know about, Triad and Park. There are United Ways. There are individual development organizations within not-for-profits, and we all kind of work together.
All right. We've been talking with George Ferrari of the Community Foundation of Tompkins County on All Things Equal this week, talking about this transfer of wealth for the common good to come back into the community for everyone to be equally shared, if you will. What's the best way, George, in closing, to if somebody's listening to this, listening to the podcast later on, listening to us live today, and they say, you know, I want to become a philanthropist and I can do it easily. I'm a person of modest means, and I want to do this. What's
one of the things
the
Community Foundation does? We're happy to, at no obligation, provide you with advice, suggestions, ideas. We want you to work with your existing professional advisors to develop these specific plans. But you can contact the Community Foundation. You can contact me at 272-9333. And our website is cftompkins.org. The entire transfer of wealth study, as well as an executive summary for Tompkins County, is available on that website.
Okay. And do you get cases where people have gone to their financial advisors and then they've sort of been referred?
Absolutely. I mean, so at the end of this month, who was encouraged by his accountant to look into us as an opportunity to help plan his philanthropy.
All right. Fascinating discussion. And George Ferrari from the Community Foundation of Tompkins County, always a great pleasure talking with you.
Good to see you again.
And it's really a tremendous to know what the assets are in our community.
Very powerful.
And how they can be transferred, if you will, for the common good. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, George, for being with us today on All Things Equal.
Thank you.
Our weekly radio show featuring community conversations over issues of race, class, equity, and sustainability, sponsored by Cayuga Medical Center, Ithaca City School District, Cornell University, Tompkins Cortland Community College, Ithaca College, and Wegmans, with support from Cayuga Radio Group and the Tompkins County Chamber of Commerce. As we mentioned a bit earlier, our executive producer is none other than Gary Stewart, and we do appreciate all his help in our putting these programs together for you. If you missed any of today's All Things Equal or want to go back to any of the past shows, you can find them on the podcast at WHCU870.com.